Live from the site of the Victor's Give Back program, this is a special weekend edition of Focus on 760 WJR. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Victor's Home Solutions. Find them online at victors.com. Here's Paul.
Well, it is a pleasure to be with you on a Saturday, and not that I like working weekends, because you work all your life to not have to work weekends, except for something special like this. Victor's Home Solutions, victors.com, and the Give Back Through Victor's program that was once again brilliantly introduced by Chuck and Ken, the Inside Outside guys, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be on the air with them and follow them, knowing what great work they do and what a service they provide to our WJR listeners every weekend. They do a great job. We are very thrilled to meet for the first time Jeff Oben. He's the new regional president of Victor's Home Solutions. We're going to say hi to Randy Moore, who I met just a little while ago. He is the recipient of this roof, but he has, with his three sons, gone through a very, very tough time. That's just the way it is, and the way it happens that they pick these people to get these free roofs. Every 100 roofs, Victor's Home Solutions gives away another roof. They never had to do that. No one ever used to do that. Now there are more people doing it. But remember, it started with Victor's Home Solutions, victors.com, and we're here at the Give Back Through Victor's program. Stay with us on WJR.
You're listening to a special weekend edition of Focus on WJR, coming to you from the Victor's Give Back program. Find them online at victors.com. Once again, here's Paul.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. You know, I mentioned to the boys when I drove up, Chuck and Ken, they were swarming the roof. And then when I looked over, there's like five guys, but they're on the other side of the roof because I went around. I walked around it. It is astonishing how many people get up on that roof. They all know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing a great job. And now they're doing it under the guidance and leadership of the new regional president of Victor's Home Solutions, who I'm meeting for the first time. He's sitting across from me right now, Jeff Oben. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate it, Paul.
I might mention that Jeff came from Cleveland, and we were smart enough to pull him out of Cleveland before the Pistons and the Cavaliers started playing to try to throw off the Cavaliers by taking a guy who was very well respected in Cleveland and bringing him here. So far, it's working.
It is working well. And I just to clarify for the Michigander listeners out there, I was born and raised in Flint, so I'm a hometown boy before anyone gets any ideas about me being an Ohioan.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I wouldn't want to fall into that.
But. All right. Well, then you see my Yeti mug. It's got the Block M on it, so that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a much better interview than I expected. This is such good news. Things are going well. Amy is doing a great job. Thank you, Amy, always here at these things. And is this your first giveaway appearance?
On the radio it is, yeah.
No,
as a general manager, I've done more than my fair share of give backs. It's my favorite thing to do in the company.
It's great for all of us.
Yeah,
we all love it. And we have talked about a variety of things that we never knew about until Victor's Home Solutions told us about it. They are the experts in roofing, period, and they always have been since they've come on the scene. And I was there from the beginning, and I believe I helped them grow through the years, and I'm happy and proud of that. We never even heard about proper ventilation on a roof, and that really is key.
It absolutely is. And what we always like to tell people is you got to understand, roofs, most people think are just shingles, but it really is a full system, which starts with the ventilation, right? And that's both intake and exhaust. And the intake ventilation that we use, the patented custom vented drip edge that really allows that intake to have good solid ventilation all through your attic is really what makes the difference.
Well, it does make a difference, a big time. We've seen it. Roofs will, they can be put on brilliantly, but if there's not proper ventilation, they're not going to last.
Absolutely. They'll bake from the inside, right? And, you know, when our, you know, trained certified roof inspectors come out, one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to ask to go in your attic, because it is a critical part of the inspection and the process is to understand what's happening on the inside of your roof, right? Your roof, most people look at it from the outside and assume that's your roof, but your roof has two sides. Right, so the inside of your roof, which you know we see through your attic, is critical. So having that proper ventilation in your attic, so your attic is not getting too hot, because your roof can literally bake from the inside if it's not properly ventilated.
Jeff Oben is the new regional president of Victor's Home Solutions. And I'll tell you, these guys swarm up there, get it done. But they do that at every roof. I know that because I've had two roofs done by Victor's. And it's pretty incredible. It was funny. I was listening to the Inside Outside guys, as I always try to do, and they were talking about some people are concerned that the job is done too quickly. I mean, I can't imagine, but I can tell you that most people are surprised at how quickly you guys can do a roof.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in fact, we had to kind of slow down today because, you know, it's a little bit of an event, and, you know, we're here, we're on the radio. And,
you were getting rained on.
We got rained on a little bit, but they still kept going. You know, and again, when you have a high qualified and highly trained crew, when you have a little pop-up like that or something, we put a tarp up and we're able to continue going, and that process just continues to go, and that's part of, you know, that training is really putting that roof on properly as a full system.
Jeff, I don't expect anyone to get in their car now and drive over here to look at what I'm talking about, but describe the way you guys prepare every house for a new roof. I've never seen anything like it. This house is dressed, or I don't know what the word might be. You've got protective curtains around the entire house. You've got a truck where they throw the bad roof, which is, this one's a bad one, they throw the bad roof into that truck. The work that's done and the cleanup when it's over is unlike anything I've ever seen, and that's important.
Oh, it absolutely is, right? So the system you're referring to, it's called the catch-all system, and how we protect the house, protect your landscape, the whole thing, it's a big part of the process, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that, you know, people put a lot of pride and work into their yards and their landscape and their house, and we've got tens of thousands of nails, all that shingles, all coming off the house, all coming off the roof, and making sure we protect the house, and then we do that proper cleanup at the end, absolutely critical, the part of that experience.
When I watched the guy walking around with a heavy-duty magnet, sweeping my bushes, my landscaping, the grass, I went, this is it. These guys really mean what they say. And I made the joke always on the radio that my yard looked better after you left than before you came. They are so fastidious and careful to make sure they get that last nail, because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. You know, putting shingles on is one thing, but that full experience, you know, that we provide to the customers from, you know, the initial inspection all the way through that full cleanup, we think it's really what separates us from everybody else.
Oh, I think that, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, it means so much to those of us who are busy, which is most of us, that when you say you're going to be there at 1 o'clock, you're there at 1 o'clock. We're not sitting around and going, well, it's 3 o'clock and these guys were supposed to come at 1, now what do I do? It's unbelievable. Something as simple as saying what you mean, meaning what you say, is really very valuable. And that's what you get from Victor's Home Solutions, victors.com. And we're here at the Give Back Through Victor's, a very special gift to the homeowner, Randy Moore. And we'll talk with Randy and tell you more about that coming up. But I want to thank Jeff Oben, the new regional president of Victor's Home Solutions, for having us.
Hey, appreciate you very much. Appreciate all our customers that make things like this possible, and appreciate the opportunity that we're able to give back to the community in the way that we do.
We continue. Paul W. Smith here with you on a very special Saturday show.
You're listening to a special weekend edition of Focus on WJR, coming to you from the Victor's Give Back program. Find them online at victors.com. Once again, here's Paul.
Well, nice to have the whole team out here. Oh, you can hear the wind as soon as I turn the mic on. It's windy out here, that's for sure. I wouldn't want to be up on the roof. Well, I wouldn't want to be on the roof if it were perfectly sunny and not windy. But beyond that, those kids are working hard, as Chuck and Ken pointed out, the inside-outside guys. So we got Ray Templin and Kyle Emmy running our controls. Ava DeMangia keeping track of the money. It was great meeting Jeff Oben, but even better finding out that he's a Michigander or Michiganian, and he's not an Ohio guy, but he did start the office in Cleveland. Amy doing a great job here as well. She's always with us when we're on the road. Happy birthday, if it's your birthday today. Now, somebody has said happy birthday to you. You didn't think that was going to happen, but I'm wishing you a happy birthday. Now, I don't know this because I'm not big on the social media stuff, but something popped up on my phone that said it was my friend Paul Devers' birthday today or tomorrow. I can't tell. Paul Devers, who's a second or third generation in the auto business, Vin Devers was his dad or grandfather. I knew the dad, but I think it was the dad. And it's Vin Devers Auto House in Sylvania, Ohio. So Paul Devers, happy birthday to you. If you see him at the Beirut, which is my favorite restaurant in the world on Monroe Street in Toledo, make sure you tell him Paul W. wished him a happy birthday. We're seeing a roof that's only 21 years old, and that by roofing standards, according to the boys that I heard Chuck and Ken say in their show, 21-year-old roof is not that old. That's still a youngster. But if it's not put on correctly, there are problems, and there were problems with this roof. And this family, dad, who you're going to meet, and three boys, were nominated because they've been through extremely hard times the past few years, including the loss of their wife and mother at the start of this year, early 2026. A few years ago, the family experienced flooding of the entire home. This caused their home to be unlivable. They had to live in a hotel for a year or longer. They had several issues with contractors, unfortunately, and to this day, the floor inside their home is buckling due to, they say, the contractors not doing it properly. And they can't be reached now to make it right. Another reason why you want to work with a very successful company like Victor's Home Solutions, because they're not going anywhere. They've got that 50-year leak-free guarantee, which, as we learned earlier with the boys, it means so much more than a warranty. It's a guarantee. And the way these guys have grown and continue to grow, I have every reason to believe they certainly will be around 50 years from now. And I hope 50 years from now they're still advertising on my show. Anybody, do the math. If I'm still on the air in 50 years, that math is ugly. That's ugly math. I'd be the first guy to live to, 135? I can't do the math, but it's a long time. But I'm not going to give up on that. So we're going to learn from Dad exactly what happened, the things that he and his three boys, 9, 12, and 15, have gone through. And they've never given up, and they are happily here and feel tremendously blessed to have this roof being bestowed upon them. And the guys are working hard. You know, I'll never forget, because I always said it on the radio, and it's true, if they say they're coming, they're coming. And I remember when they said they were going to come by my house for another roof that I was a paying customer for a pool house that we built. And, you know, they said they were coming at 4 o'clock, and I went, well, at 4 o'clock, there's no way they can get it done. They must want to just come and look at it. But sure enough, 4 o'clock, they pull up like an army with their trucks. And the next thing I know, I go, well, I say to Kim, we're going out to meet somebody for dinner. And I go, well, you know, apparently they're just not going to finish it today, but they showed up when they said they would, and we'll see what happens. We came back from dinner. They were gone, and the brand new roof was completely done and cleaned up. Never saw them again. Didn't need to. It is astonishing when you have a bunch of people who know what they're doing. Each one of them knows what they're doing, and they do it, and they do it well. There's nobody up on the roof yelling at them, hey, do this, hey, come over there, why aren't you doing it? They're doing it without any kind of guidance because they've done so many of them. At one point I was told, and I don't know if this is still the right number, but they were doing like 15 roofs a day. Do you understand how many roofs that is? How many roofers might not do 15 in a month or even a year? 15 roofs a day, and all done exactly the way they needed to be done, and then all guaranteed for 50 years. That is truly astonishing. And And then one day we were on the air talking about how well things were going, and it was decided, you know what? Let's give a roof away. Every 100 roofs they do, they give a roof away. So I don't have the number of how many roofs they've given, but it would give you an idea of how many roofs they've done to be able to do that. And they are incredible. We had a great night last night. Went to Luigi's. Have you been to Luigi's? What a great restaurant Dean and Kristen have there at Luigi's. And I was with Mike Shadowski, the shoving.com king, and Lath, some call him Leo, at Metro Cars. And we had a celebration at Luigi's last night and saw great listeners, Tom and Mary Ragusa from SunSport Marine. Mark Snethkamp stopped by. Julie was our waitress. I have all these notes that they gave me so I remember who was there and what we were doing. We are so blessed to have so many great companies and restaurants and people around us. We live in a wonderful part of the world. We have all the seasons, sometimes spread out over a full week. We have all four seasons. And a moment ago, I was congratulated for bringing the sun. Apparently, the sun forgot I was here and has now moved on. And it's fascinating because the temperature switch is just, it goes from comfortable to pretty doggone cold. And you know me, I like the cold, so it must be cold for me to mention it. But here we are under the auspices now, the new regional president of Victor's Home Solutions. You're going to get to know Jeff Oben, a Michigander. Just because he was sent to Cleveland to start an office there, he doesn't want anyone to think he's not a Michigander. In fact, didn't he say Flint? Yeah, he's a Flintstone. And it's just great to be here, seeing the new management, the new people, all the people that are here. And coming up in a little bit, Randy Moore is going to be with us. You don't know Randy unless you were hearing and listening to the Inside Outside Guys, which I hope you were. But Randy is the homeowner. He's gone through some tough times with his sons, age 9, 12, and 15. And we're going to talk with him and find out kind of what he went through, how he's holding up, and frankly, how happy he is to be chosen to be the recipient of this new roof after a lot of very tough luck. Stay with us. Paul W. Smith, special Saturday edition on WJR.
You're listening to a special weekend edition of Focus on WJR. Coming to you from the Victor's Give Back Program. Find them online at victors.com. Once again, here's Paul.
And it is a pleasure, privilege, honor to be here. I've met some of the greatest people through this Victor's Give Back, or the Give Back through Victor's, victors.com. People who have gone through a lot, and then they have trouble with their house. Obviously, because it's Victor's, it's all about roofing. And they need help. And they call in, not asking for help, they call in to get a quote on getting a roof. But the person who comes from Victor's, in this case it was Adam, who you heard with the boys earlier, looks around and goes, you know what, this guy could use some real help. This guy is Randy Moore. And Randy, with his sons, Mason, Grayson, and Bryson. I like the alliteration.
Yes.
I like the way you do that. It's yeah. Mason's 15, Grayson's 12, Bryson is 9.
Correct.
They lost their mom. Mm-hmm. The beginning of this year. I want to hear the story, if you wouldn't mind sharing it, if it's not too painful.
I could try and sum it up. Over the last 2 years, she acquired hemophilia. And also with that was a lot of infections throughout her core area with her stomach, intestines. Liver, things like that. Mm. A lot of surgeries. So with the infections, her blood levels were up and down. Never could get steady. Once we got a hold of U of M, shout out to U of M, amazing doctors, staff. Before that, though, the other hospitals had a hard time seeing what was wrong with her. 9 surgeries over the last 2 years.
Oh, boy.
In between then, trips in and out of the hospital, missed time at work, trying to explain.
I suspect you had to miss time from work, too.
Yes. Trying to explain to the boys, mom's okay, seeing her in the hospital quite a bit. Time, money, heartache, questions, things like that.
And then something happened, and it was over.
Yeah. It was really quick, unexpected. That part is still a little private. Another rare thing that happened, which doesn't happen to 40-year-olds. But.
No reason to go any further than that. Mm-hmm. We know that you had to deal with the loss of your wife. The boys had to deal with the loss of their mother. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of all of this, you had so much trouble with your home, flooding,
yes,
a floor that you feel has not been put back together, and it's off kilter.
Yes.
And then you start getting rained on with a bad roof. And I suspect at one point or another, I mean, I would, Randy, you had to say, dear God, how much do you expect me to handle?
Yeah, I asked that. Through our pastor at church at St. Peter's Lutheran East Point. He answered a lot of questions for me. I understand them. I just don't accept them yet.
I fully understand. Mm-hmm. Fully understand. So we couldn't do anything about all the other problems with your home, but we could do something with the roof. So you called. You actually called a few roofers.
Mm-hmm.
They came out. They gave you their best quote.
Very high quotes.
And you called Victor's. And what happened then? When did you realize that maybe something special was happening after you spoke with Adam about what you needed, and he picked up by being here all the things your family had already gone through?
Well, originally it was friends of me and my wife's, Shannon from church. She wrote in a very, very nice letter. They said it was one of the nicest letters they've ever read. If it wasn't for her, Adams would not be here today. They contacted me quite a few times because I didn't believe that something like this could happen from the luck we've been having the past few years.
Yeah.
And Amy was like family right from the get. So she made it very clear.
Amy's been here from the beginning. Adam's been here for years.
Yes.
It's what makes the Give Back Through Victor's program at victors.com so very special. And I can't speak to all the other problems that you're dealing with. I can only hope and pray that you can get those worked out and that maybe those people who need to get their act together for you will be inspired by what's happening here today.
Yes.
You think?
I can never repay all the people and family and friends, and my wife's Aunt Jill has been my Superman, and her sisters, and all of my wife's dad's side of the family, all McNellises and Herrings on her mom's side. I can never repay them. They have me for life, and I love them dearly.
And as we're talking, people are walking by him and patting him on the back. I don't know who that woman just now that mm-hmm. came by, but you clearly are surrounded by love. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful, but it doesn't always pay the bills. So what was it like, and I'm assuming it was Adam that told you, what was it like when you found out you were going to get a new roof and it wasn't going to cost you a penny?
No words in the beginning, speechless. I didn't know what to think because stuff like that doesn't happen.
Were you a little leery about it? Were you thinking, oh, there's got to be a catch here?
Yeah. She had to call me back quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah. She was pretty stern about it the last time. So
That's Amy.
Yeah, that made me a little more believable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when she came out and then Adam came out, they were just like family. Came out and explained things very thoroughly. It's very easy. And they go the extra mile, and they do great work as far as I can see here. It's very quick, very efficient. They work well together, and everybody here has been great.
My back is to the work right now where they have me placed for the broadcast. You are staring right at them. And I don't know about you, but when I looked, when I drove up, I couldn't believe the beehive of activity that was going on.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, especially they don't really even talk. They just have their system.
Isn't it beautiful that everyone on that roof has their own assignment, if you will. They know exactly what they need to do.
Yes.
There's nobody up there yelling at them and saying, hey, do this, do that. They just do it.
Yep.
And it's pretty astonishing. Has it sunk in yet that at the end of this day, your house will have a brand new roof from Victor's Home Solutions?
Yes. Yeah, brand new roof. Ventilation's going to be a lot better. Everything's solid. They tore off the entire decking and resheeted the entire roof. VP came and told me that they were doing that, and had great conversation with him also, great guy. And, I just can't believe the speed and efficiency of this.
I've seen him do it a number of times, and I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
And not to mention on my own home.
Yes.
Frankly. And so how are Mason, Grayson, and Bryson reacting to all of this?
It makes them want to help other people because they mentioned to help. How can we help other people, especially with Christmas time? We always try to help somebody that needs a little extra something, or especially for the kids, because kids always get me when, even if they're not mine, if they're sick or hurt or anything like that, they always hold something in my heart. I'll protect anybody's kids.
Well, God bless you for that, and I'm glad that these young men are learning what it means to give.
Yes.
Rather than what we all grow up doing is receiving. We think, oh, we're going to get a gift or whatever, but when we make that crossover, and they're seeing that today, and you make the crossover to realizing just how fruitful and wonderful it is to be the giver as opposed to the receiver.
Yes.
That's where we've made some good strides and helped these kids.
Yes, definitely feels better.
I don't know if they're still around. Have them come by. I can throw them on the air, even though I got another segment here with other people. But I'll throw them on if they'd like to come on.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
Mason 15, Grayson 12, and Bryson 9. Still missing their mom, and they always will. I know. And Randy Moore, you're missing your wife, and
every
always
day.
Will. I
every
know.
Day. Yes.
God bless you. And congratulations. This is a wonderful, wonderful gift.
Yes.
And finally, somebody steps up and is helping you.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, and I'm sorry you've gone through what you've been going through. We continue. Focus, Paul W. Smith, 1244 WJR.
You're listening to a special weekend edition of Focus on WJR. Coming to you from the Victor's Give Back Program. Find them online at victors.com. Once again, here's Paul.
And it's so nice to be here with all these people. New people like Jeff Oben, the new regional president of Victor's Home Solutions. Oh, now how do I say this without making her feel old? And there are old people, but I don't mean that. I mean original people. That's
OG.
What I mean. OG. Amy Oestreich.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm very well. Good to see you again, Paul.
Well, it's good to see you, and it's great that you're doing this again.
Always.
It's just wonderful. How many, can you guess how many roofs you've given away?
Oh, hundreds. It's in the hundreds now at this point.
Which means you've done a lot of roofs because it's a free roof every 100 roofs.
Yeah, but we're all over. It's all over Michigan, all over Ohio. So
I'll tell you, the give back through Victor's, victors.com, Victor's Home Solutions, doesn't get any better than that. I've been telling my listeners that from the beginning.
Yes.
And so anything new? I mean, other than obviously Jeff Oben, who's been with the company.
Yes.
And is a Michigander, even though he came back from Cleveland. And
Jeff was perfect. When we brought him on, like, he launched Cleveland for us, you know, opened a brand new branch.
We don't want to keep talking about Cleveland, okay? For specific reasons that will come clear tomorrow. When we kick their behinds,
well, 100%.
I hope and pray.
That's what makes the rivalry so much fun within our company.
And that's why Jeff wanted to make it clear. He's from Flint. He's a Flintstone, And he's not an Ohioan, so that's all good news with my Michigan coffee.
Yes, go
here.
Blue.
So anything else we should know about Amy Oestreich that's going on?
You know, we just continue to grow, and we're in a big hiring phase right now.
Oh.
So if anybody, you know, is looking to join, become a roof inspector, we're hiring for several different positions right now.
So where do they go? Online, or what do they do?
Yeah, they can go on Indeed. They can find all of our listings there, too, or they can even just go right online as well.
Victors.com.
Yes.
Is there Victors. An area there that they look for you want to join
careers.
The family,
yep.
careers, whatever. And Indeed, which I hear about all the time. I don't know that much about it, but good for you. And it's a great job.
It's a great company.
It is.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't get better than this.
No, you take very good care of everybody. That I know for sure.
Yes,
I do. I do. Now, the guy with you has already cut his teeth on the radio. He spent some time with Chuck and Ken, the inside-outside guys. And from what I understand, Adam is the guy who actually discovered Randy Moore. You came out. There was a letter that was sent in. And,
yep,
and I don't
website.
Know, Amy, you sent them or whatever, however it happened.
Yes.
You have become the guy that was instrumental in making sure these people got a brand new roof.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Once I heard we got the letter, I came out and did the inspection for them and kind of goes from there.
Do you go back to the office and say to Amy, you know what, Amy, these folks, because you get a lot of these, you get a lot of people who would be good recipients of a roof for free. I mean, there's a lot of them. You can't do them all. So you came back and said, I want this family to be thought of in the drawing or however you do it to give them a new roof. And you explained everything they went through.
He didn't wait to come back to the office. He texted me that night.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He sent me a selfie with all of them together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're done deal. We're doing this.
Yeah. Well, you're a pushover.
I am. Yes. 100% I am. But no, after I spent time on the phone with Randy first, and I was like, oh.
The father who lost his wife and the mother of his boys.
Yeah. And like just hearing about his family and everything like that, too, I was like, oh. We have to take care of
him. He just came up and he's giving you a bear hug from behind.
I know. I was on the phone with him, I was like, I feel like we've known you forever. So
he said that a moment ago on the air, that he feels like it's family. Are these your boys? Are these? All right. Well, whatever boys you have them stand over here and we'll say hi to them before we go off the air so they can say they were on WJR radio, which is meaningless to them at 9 years old, but it's a big deal, guys. It's a big deal. All right, anyway, you know, Adam, it occurs to me, with a last name of Sod, Adam Sod, how come you didn't become a landscaper?
A landscaper?
Yeah.
Phonetically.
I don't know. I've been in construction my whole life. I never did any landscaping, though.
Your dad's construction business.
He did.
You started at 14.
At 14,
see,
yes.
I was listening.
Yeah.
I was listening to Chuck and Ken, the inside-outside guys. I was listening. So you've been with this company a while now.
Just over a year.
Wait a minute. I thought you were here longer than that. I misunderstood then.
No.
Just over a year, and you've got the enthusiasm of a newbie.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I try to keep the energy that I've had from when I first started here.
Have you realized from the beginning this is the right place to be for you?
Definitely, yeah. I haven't worked at a company like this ever. And I know I'm still a young guy, but I've worked at so many different places.
I don't know of, and I'm not still a young guy, and I don't know of any companies like this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you actually go up on the roof and do work?
I do. Or do work? No. I'll tarp up some spots. But
wait a second.
He does the inspection, which is work.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And when I said, and I've said it a few times, nobody's up there yelling at the guys, I'll do this, do that. You don't need to do that.
No.
However, because of quality control at Victor's Home Solutions, victors.com, you do double check all the work. Because we say it on the air, and I mean it, you do a perfect roof every time. And if it isn't perfect, you make it perfect.
Absolutely.
And part of that is you going up and doing an inspection.
Yes. It all starts there, yeah. Being able to pinpoint every single issue, that way when we come out here, there's no questions and nothing's getting missed because I didn't do my job.
So. Well, I know that's not happening.
Yeah.
You do your job, and that's all good news.
Absolutely.
So, and for Amy, You have been here from the beginning.
Yes.
And I'm not going to put a year on that, but you've been here from as long as I can remember, and I've been here from the beginning. So And the company just continues to grow, and you would not if you weren't doing it right.
Yeah, I mean, and it's programs like this, you know, where you're just always giving back to the community, and people feel that. They know that, you know, like, this is our community. Why wouldn't we help out our fellow neighbor? So,
well, frankly, there are a lot of companies that don't. I mean,
sadly, that's true.
Victor's Home Solutions started this whole idea of give back through Victor's. Now, some other companies are starting to do it, and God bless them for doing that. But it started, as far as I can tell, and I remember it on my show when it happened, when Victor's Home Solutions decided to do this give back. And you just heard from Amy Ostreich, who's been here from the beginning, that you've given hundreds of roofs away. We can't broadcast from all of them.
No, but it would be great if we could.
Yeah, but we'd be on the air all the time.
Exactly. It would be not only a weekly show, it would be a daily show.
Yeah,
so.
It would be a daily show. Adam, anything else that you want to add? That
was this your first give back, being here, like, on site for it?
Yeah. How great is that?
It's awesome, yeah.
And you just heard Amy say that they're hiring. They need people. What would you say to somebody who's kind of on the fence or wondering if they should maybe come and work here since you're a newbie?
Yeah, if you're looking for a place that is like a big family and somebody, like, it's, I can't recommend it even more to really anybody. As long as you know, are willing to work hard and treat everybody like family, it's a perfect place.
From what I have seen is that you guys work hard and you play hard.
Yeah. Yes.
I've been to the, in the past, I've emceed the Christmas party. And yes. You have a lot of great times together, and there's a lot of bonding and friendships, and it's really very special.
It is. It
so,
is.
So good for you.
Yeah.
And Ray, are you going to say something? Ray,
yes,
just
I
picked
am.
Up a microphone.
You know, in your out time, they're done.
What?
It took them 3 hours.
Oh, I thought we were off the air. I didn't know what he was talking about. So what you're saying is, from start to stop, the roof is done?
It's done.
In about 3 hours. But I haven't started the cleanup yet. That's going to take a while because they do such a good job. But it goes back to what we've said before. It's astonishing how fast you guys are and how good you are.
Well, they're a well-orchestrated team.
Oh, I know.
Our crews, like, it's just a concert. They all know what the next person's supposed to do.
Absolutely the best.
And
thank
they have
you.
One pizza one here and a hammer here.
Thank you, Amy Ostreich. Thank you, Adam Sod. God bless you, Randy Moore. We never did get to talk to his boys, 9, 12, and 15. Bryson, 9. Grayson, 12. Mason, 15. What a nice family. What a nice beginning of this broadcast with Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Outside guys. Thanks to Ray Templin, Kyle Emmy, running our controls. Of course, we have Ava Demanja, who was here with us, taking care of business. And we thank you for tuning in. And it's a pleasure and a privilege for me to come in on a Saturday and come out here in Fraser, of all places, where we've just helped the Randy Moore family, and they deserve the help. They weren't getting a lot of help from a lot of people with their problems. I'm glad we could help them at least with their roof. That's what Victor's Home Solutions is all about. They're all about roofs. Victors.com, 800-941-5754, 800-941-5754. Now I get a chance to say it again. Let's go Pistons, and I'll talk to you Monday from noon to 2 in Focus. Regards, Paul W. Smith.